This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, watching all the breaking news that's going on tonight with the tornadoes bouncing around and that horrible tornado that's touched down in Jefferson City, Missouri, leaving a lot of catastrophic damage behind. We'll get to that again in just a minute or two. But to our great radio stations across America, thank you very much for carrying our radio show, and we appreciate you as well. As well as all of our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Now, our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers. I'll also throw in there the power and utility companies because of what's going to be transpiring in the tornado activities now with those guys working overtime. And thank you for your service to America and for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers and bulk mail centers, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Okie dokie. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Dave has just chimed in again. He said heavy rain, winds, power went out. He said the next city past us is South Bend, Indiana. And, yeah, Dave, you are right. It's moving along very rapidly. It'll be in Ohio pretty quick, that line of storms. But let's talk about John Walker Lind right now. He is about to be released from prison. And does anybody know where he's headed?
He gets released today. He will go to California to live, apparently, with his father. And his whole family has gone kind of sideways too. That's a whole nother topic. But nonetheless, the stipulations for his release are really kind of stupid. In other words, he can't get on the internet without special permission. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
During all of his time in prison, which was in Terre Haute, Indiana, by the way.
Wow.
He gained citizenship for Ireland, which his grandmother assisted with. So there was a thought that he would go to Ireland upon his release.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland apparently has denied his visa.
Don't blame him. Don't blame him at all.
I don't either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't either.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a guy who he has not denounced, by the way, militant Islam.
Mm-hmm.
He's not denounced it at all. As a matter of fact, while he was in prison, he sued the Bureau of Prisons successfully, I might add, because he wanted to have, in other words, a group prayer with the other.
With the other Islamics. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah.
So it's really a mess. Now, I kind of understand. I mean, this was very early on in the war on terror in Afghanistan when he was embedded and captured with the Taliban.
Yeah.
So we kind of didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, he was with the enemy, and he was fighting with the enemy against the United States. That into itself, that is, you know, treason. I can't think of
anything. And he had a weapon in his hand when they caught him.
I don't know of any other definition that or application of treason that should be applied to.
You're right.
For that one.
You're right.
But see, we are where we are now. We're actually releasing him early.
Jeez.
I think he was sentenced to 20 years.
You're right.
Somebody, I don't know if you can rethink this or not. I don't know what the legalness is to letting him go early, but it's got an awful lot of people upset. A CIA officer, Michael Spann, was killed in that firefight.
Correct.
And this was quite the event. I mean, if anybody wants to really, you know, look up how this whole thing went down, there was a firefight in something that was known as a pink house. And there were lots of Taliban. Now, we don't know how he necessarily got to Afghanistan and embed himself with Taliban. However, the events leading up to him, converting to Islam and going into solidarity and partnership with the Taliban were quite remarkable, including a stint that he traveled to Yemen. Now, his father all this time has been very supportive of him. Mm-hmm. The mother, not so much, but she's kind of been, the parents divorced. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is very strange. That into itself ought to be its own book or movie.
Mm. Well, it probably will be. But can he benefit from the finances now, or how does that work?
What kind of finances? What do you mean?
Well, supposedly when you were in jail in prison, you were convicted of something, they want to make a movie out of it, they passed the law, you can't profit from it. So now that he's out, does that mean he can benefit and profit from it?
There's no way to know here at this point. I know that there's been a few documentaries where he was, that whole event of the Pink House firefight was included.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Okay. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, had a terrorist get arrested here, and Denise wrote about it. In New Jersey, a terrorist was arrested. So, you know, here they are back in our backyard again. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Larry Elder. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA. That would be the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, we know we live in a world where we're being forced to act in self-defense a little bit more frequently. It's now a clear and present reality, and nobody should have to go it alone. So I want you to go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the logo link there for the USCCA. And when you do that, you'll find the free gun a day giveaway right there. Number one, sign up and make sure you enter into that. And you'll also have an opportunity to become a member of the USCCA. And if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, because two out of the last 3 years, it's been awarded an award for excellence in their publication. So that's the USCCA, the logo link on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Hello.
Good morning.
We have a question from our favorite caller, Backgammon Bob. Okay, Mr. Bob, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Blondie.
Good morning.
Okay, after that stunt, Schumer and Pelosi pulled on the president this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much convinced that Trump should just disregard the House of Representatives altogether. They're never going to get anything done through them. Just concentrate and do everything by executive action, appoint the judges that he can, and go forward, because there's nothing that can be done through the House. They can only do things through the Senate. Whatever can be done through the Senate,
right,
do it, and that's it.
All right, we'll answer that for you. Thanks, Bob. All right, I don't disagree with him, but then again.
We have to be mm-hmm. careful of you know, abuse of executive power, and you know, the House is the people's house, mm-hmm. but you know, not so much today. I would say I understand the spirit, and I agree with the spirit of what he's saying for sure. what is significant in my world looking at this thing is that the White House needs to have essentially a war room here that addresses what is happening in the House and the happening with the Democrats legislatively and investigatively, if that's a word. He does have the ability to certainly fight back. Now, here's an interesting thing that got, and there may be some of this fighting back. Congressman Elijah Cummings, who is now the chairman of the House Oversight Government Reform Committee,
right,
has been identified possibly with some financial corruption.
Yep.
Due to his wife.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of that necessarily going on, and I think that could be part of a war room tactic. Like, look, if you guys are going to destroy this presidency where we can't do the people's work and Trump can't effectively manage domestic and international policy, then, you know what, we're going to go on the offense. So I think we need to be careful about doing it through too much executive actions. But I think there's some other things that this White House really needs to be considering. We keep talking about the impeachment. No, but I don't think there's going to be an impeachment. But if they keep the impeachment thing in the headlines,
yeah,
then that becomes the anti-Trump tactic leading all the way into 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's
just where we are. It is a constant beating of the drum that Trump is corrupt. He's tyrannical. I mean, yesterday, several of the top Democrats were all calling him a dictator. Now, that's because they got the memo that went out. All right, so then what's it going to be for tomorrow? So, I mean, that's how the Democrat caucus and the DNC is structuring the anti-Trump, pro-Democrat mission to destroy all things Trump leading into the elections.
Mm-hmm. Now, something else that's probably going to upset the Democrats and probably already has is the fact that they have changed, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has changed the way that the Pentagon will share information with Congress about active military operations around the world. Instead of telling everybody and their brothers what's going on and having a whole committee come in to hear things, it'll be the chairman of the committee and the ranking member only, period, and the rest of them will have to find out from the chairman and the ranking committee member as to what's going on. That is going to be to try to keep from all these rumors that are going out there that hit the newspapers.
I mean, it sounds good in theory, but it really is. It's kind of meaningless because, I mean, and we don't even know what committees. I mean, it could be the Foreign Affairs Committee. It could be the Armed Services Committee. They all have the rights, the ability to pick up the phone and call whatever contacts they necessarily have out of the Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. Remember, too, it was under the Obama administration that the tactic was they were going to bypass the Department. They did bypass the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, and went right to having conversations with commanders in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, often the Pentagon will make in certainly base commanders, if you will, like out of CENTCOM or, whatever other domestic base, they will make available to have video conference calls. Now, 9 times out of 10, others, when they do that, Democrats are not even involved. It's only Republicans that are in those conference calls.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, that's, the Pentagon today will be presenting the White House with a outline, and it's really just a draft. It doesn't mean anything else, that we will deploy a number of additional troops into the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is purely in a defense mode. It's not in an offensive mode.
Correct.
Which tells you that there's more going on with Iranian threats by proxies than we are necessarily being told.
And I agree. I totally agree.
That's absolutely fine, because we don't need to know all of these kinds of things. Those decision makers do, but you don't need the House of Representatives and you don't need the Senate in order to deploy more troops to the Middle East.
Who supports al-Shabaab? Is that Iran or is that ISIS or who is that?
Well, al-Shabaab is al-Shabaab.
All right, because more forces have gone to Somalia to put together a rapid deployment force there, government troops, and they're training some troops, if you will. But we've spread out our military in Somalia now to take on al-Shabaab.
Well, we also have a big issue in Nigeria.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw that come across here. What, the 20 Nigerian soldiers were executed?
Yep.
And then 9 more before that or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, is that, who is that? Is that al-Shabaab too?
No, well, that's Islamic State.
Okay. All right, so maybe that's Boko Haram, because Nigeria, they operate out of Nigeria, don't they?
Well, it's a solidarity thing. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, when you look at Boko Haram or any of these others, they're all their cells that have pledged mm-hmm. allegiance to Islamic State and or Al-Qaeda. So, you know, we don't hear about these things, but you've got these pockets of terrorists and one other place that we're not paying any attention to is Libya.
Yeah.
So as long as you have a country that has zero stability and essentially zero reach in their government, they're ripe conditions for terrorism. So I would say keep, and this is where we are with Venezuela, be very careful, because you're not going to necessarily have Islamic terrorism in Venezuela, mm-hmm. but that same model will be used by other corrupt factions, and they already are.
We got about 20 seconds. We had another terrorist arrested in Jersey.
Yeah, now this cat's kind of interesting. Young guy, 20 years old, but he apparently converted to Islam at some point, lives at home with his parents, but he was sending lots of money abroad to Hamas militants, to Hamas. And there were some weapons at home. One was owned by the father, one was owned by the mother. He's trying to support terror groups. He had planned on bombing some pro-Israel demonstrations and rallies in New Jersey/New York, and he made a visit to Trump Tower because he was planning on bombing it. So the whole time the FBI had been watching him, but
All right, you got to run. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out her great articles that she writes, and I'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment. By the way, we'll give you an update on Jefferson City, Missouri. I've got a couple of things in front of me here, and we'll get to that. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tensions moved even higher as President Trump and congressional Democrats started to have a meeting, but it only lasted 3 minutes. The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning that Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word.
Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there would be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello, there were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met, and he still met with us.
He accused the president of running away once faced with paying for the infrastructure bill. He also said the whole scene was staged, especially the signs that were hanging on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and we're going to have a little different version of our Veterans News bottom of the hour because we've got some new developments coming out of Jefferson City, Missouri, and Missouri in general. Situation there has turned very grim with a number of deaths being reported now, not only in Jefferson City, but elsewhere. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, all my listeners at MacDill Air Force Base and all the dozens of other bases across the country. And it's the captain here. And I got a message for you guys and gals that are serving in the military. Now, there's an important day coming up. It's Friday, May the 31st. And if you are interested in becoming an aviation maintenance tech and getting your FAA certification, that's the next starting date for the National Aviation classes that are being given in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Now, you've been hearing me talk about them for years. NAA has helped hundreds of vets make the transition to an aviation career in the private sector. And they have a team of specialists that can help you with your career separation plan if that's, in fact, what you want to do. Now, the top 10% in aviation maintenance can make well over $80,000 a year. So what are you waiting for? Now, Here's the deal. Just because you're in the military and you are an aviation maintenance tech or an aircraft mechanic or you work on the flight line in some capacity doesn't quite meet the muster with the civilian services. You have to be certified by the FAA. Now, can you do that quickly than 14 months of training? Absolutely. Absolutely. But the way you have to do it is to contact the National Aviation Academy at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And explain to them that, of course, you are in the military. You are a certified aircraft maintenance technician. You're working on whatever aircraft you're working on. And then if that's what you want to do in the civilian sector, they can expedite your training for you. And you take a slight certification test and you show the FAA that you can do what you can do. And boom, now you're certified with lifetime certification in the FAA to do exactly what you're doing in the military. How about that? So, there you go. National Aviation Academy, naa.edu, or 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, now, we do have some additional information coming out of Jefferson City and in Missouri in general. There have been several deaths reported now. Not just in Jefferson City, but also in a couple of other smaller towns that are there in Missouri where the tornadoes struck down. We had several tornadoes strike Missouri. It wasn't just one. But the big one, the massive tornado, hit Jefferson City, Missouri, about 11:45 local time. Now, this is coming from the Jefferson City Police Department, and this is just a few minutes ago, so I'm going to play this right now. Let's see if I can get this. There we go.
Here in Jefferson City, Missouri. At this time, we are still trying to determine exactly how much damage we have. We are still working very hard to identify any injured people and any places that we need to put more emergency personnel. The first thing that we want to make clear is we need to have people that are not affected stay out of the area. Right now, we have emergency personnel from all venues trying to get to the people that need our assistance the most, and we can't do that if there are citizens out trying to assess themselves and post on social media and other avenues of what's going on. What we need is for people that are not affected to stay home so that we can identify the people that are affected and get help to them. We've got a lot of calls so far about volunteers. At this point, we have emergency personnel from all agencies in the surrounding area coming to help us. We are coordinating the efforts through emergency personnel, and at this point, we have not identified a need for citizen volunteers. Not to say that we're not going to need those people later in the day, but for right now, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I can tell you that we do not need any citizen volunteers to come in. What we do need is we are trying to identify locations for the displaced citizens that we have identified. As you're aware, the sirens went off at approximately 11:10 p.m. last night for the first time. Soon thereafter, we began getting calls of damage from wind, and we've been able to identify several areas in Jefferson City that have been affected by this. The primary place right now we're concentrating our efforts on is the Ellis Boulevard area near Highway 54, as well as Stadium and on Dunklin. We have not identified the entire quarter of where the storm went through, but right now we're still trying to do that. But my message, first and foremost, is that we need people that are not affected to stay out of those areas. We would hate to have to get resources in place by arresting people who should not be there that are in the way. So if you can help with the citizens, tell them that we do not need volunteers at this time. Emergency personnel are in place. We have members from MoDOT are helping us clear debris from the roadway, Cole County Public Works, Jeff City Public Works. There are agencies all over that are trying to help us. But right now what we need is for everyone to stay out of the area unless they live in that area. Questions?
Can you tell us if there's any confirmations of injuries or deaths?
Right now we have no confirmations of any fatalities related to this storm. However, we have identified several people that are injured as a result of this. We are receiving multiple calls for people being trapped in their homes. The interpretation of that is we don't know what their are staying trapped. If they can't get out of the front door, means one thing, but we do have debris on some homes to where they are not able to access the outside at all.
And you said there are some reports of injuries. I think how many of those reports have you received?
Well, it's too early to say. I would just critically say multiple calls regarding injuries, but we have not been able to confirm it. As you can imagine, it's a chaotic situation right now. We are trying to identify the people that need our help the most, but at the same time, we're trying to identify all the people that need our help.
All right, now I'm going to stop that right there because that was done at 2 o'clock their time, Central Time, 3 o'clock my time, which was about an hour and a half ago. The reports that are coming in now, one small town not very far away from Jefferson City, three people killed, two people killed in Jefferson City, confirmed by the emergency management there, and dozens of people hurt and many more. Walking wounded, they don't know how many, because they're, as they can get out of their houses or get out of wherever they've been or where they've been partially trapped, they are coming out hurt. This is a very serious situation and fluent, as you just heard the police chief say from Jefferson City. So again, I will repeat, and I will get this out there because I don't have a Truckers Highway and Byway report this hour. If you are traveling in that area of Jefferson City, Missouri, they will not let you come through it, and they will not let you leave it. They're keeping the roads open strictly for emergency traffic coming from all different directions with heavy equipment and construction equipment and whatnot that they need to get people out of situations where they are trapped. A number of buildings have collapsed. A number of buildings are destroyed. Power lines are down everywhere. Some are active, some are not, but you cannot tell in the dark whether or not a power line is actually live or not, unless it's arcing. You have to stay away, and for you people, I'm talking to you that are listening to me up there in that area right now through my affiliate in Columbia, Missouri. For you people that are listening in Jefferson City, treat every power line you see as if it's a live power line. It's that simple. We don't want to be hearing about anybody else that died because they got electrocuted trying to move a wire that, well, it's not arcing. Yeah, right. Second you touch it, it is. But this is a fluent situation. As daylight comes along, you're going to see a devastation. This is similar to what we saw in Joplin, Missouri a few years ago. Unfortunately, I'm not saying the death toll is going to go that high. Hopefully it will not. But all the personnel that they can get there, emergency personnel, is on the way. They've called in all the fire department. They've called in all the police department. You heard them talk about Missouri Department of Transportation. They're there with their equipment. They got there fairly quickly. Jefferson City, by the way, is the capital of Missouri, so the National Guard is already there. So that's good. So hopefully they'll get a handle on this, and that'll work out better for everybody. But this tornado has hit many, many, many areas of Jefferson City, Missouri. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, that's Donna Fiducia, and this segment of the program brought to you by our good friends of Moss Family Automotive with four dealerships to serve you. Not only can you buy a new Nissan, you can also buy a new Chevrolet with the You Serve, You Save program. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and their 911 dispatchers to get preferred pricing, saving you tens of thousands of dollars in some cases on their vehicles, but certainly thousands of dollars on everything that they have in stock. And don't forget, their certified pre-owned vehicles are sold at wholesale pricing, and you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. You also get free oil changes, and you also get free tire rotation. Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Check them out online and make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? That gives you another $500 off. Alrighty. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hey, Chris.
How are you?
Not bad. Listen, before we start, I got to once again advise everybody that's listening to me on our Missouri affiliate in Columbia. I understand from the news director who called me up back in the first hour, he said that people can hear us down there in Jefferson City, where they probably don't have any radio stations on the air because of at least one has been destroyed in the middle of town with the building they were in. But Nobody, please, Jefferson City Police, nobody, please get out in the street. Stay where you're at if you're safe. If you need shelter, you see the National Guard coming by or the police or whatever, they will help you. There's a lot of people still trapped. Treat every line that you see laying down on the ground as if it's a live power line. Do not pick them up. You never know when you're going to get zapped. All right. Now, Chris, there was a columnist that wrote in the New York Times yesterday, America's cities are rapidly becoming unlivable, and he blamed, and this was a New York Times columnist, he blamed the wealthy liberals for it.
Why was he saying they were becoming, well, because things are getting bad with homelessness? Or what?
That's right. And disease, too. He mentioned disease, too.
Well, there was, you know, if you take a look at what's happening, and I found it interesting that they were actually proposing this guy for running for president was Eric Garcetti in Los Angeles.
Right.
That's a mess. I mean, you can't even, the areas in and even around City Hall there, tent cities and, you know, diseases that have been eradicated and stuff we would see probably in the Middle Ages, rats out of control. It's an issue. New York City, they're, without a doubt, the homeless problem has most certainly gotten much, much worse. Like I said, I'm in and out of the city all the time. I most certainly have noticed the difference over the past several years. I mean, since Bloomberg came out, de Blasio came in, without a doubt, it's a noticeable difference in certain areas of the city. I mean, areas on 8th Avenue near Penn Station, those are kind of becoming no-go zones. We haven't had those that type of problem in New York City. It harkens back to the 1970s. I mean, prior to...
Yeah, with John Lindsay.
Well, not even 1970. You can go back before Rudy Giuliani came and changed the thing around. San Francisco, I mean, mm-hmm. We all know what's going on there. You got needles in the streets. They actually chronicle all the human defecation everywhere. It's a mess.
Yeah. Well, it's horrible, I know, and we got to do something about it. Now, in the meantime, Uncle Bernie Sanders has revived his plan to tax stocks, bonds, and derivative trades. I don't know what Bernie's trying to do, but here we go.
So on every single trade that's ever done? Yeah, I that's been proposed before. Well, listen, you need a lot of money. And that's not even going to come close. A lot of money to pay for all of the handouts and giveaways that he wants to do. Bernie's starting to fade. He's not in the news that much anymore. I don't know. He's going to find some way to get himself and make himself a part of the story again. I'm trying to figure out this whole Democrat field that they've got right now and what's going on. You know, Bernie's fading. Beto, you barely even hear from anymore. So they're going to have to do something to get some sort of attention.
Well, the woman in Georgia that ran for governor is talking about coming into the race later this year. She thinks she can still win it, so maybe she'll wait for Beto to get out or somebody to get out, and then she'll jump in and take their place. Who knows?
I just need a lot of money to actually even get into the debates. It's going to be very, very difficult for her to do that. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, like I said, Bill de Blasio just jumped in. It's kind of funny if you actually watch this thing.
Now, have you heard the proposal from ICE to contract to track mobile devices of people that they may have that they're looking for and get a warrant for it and then try to locate them through their phones?
I haven't. I don't know what the legalities are with that. I mean, I'm sure the police actually, you know, try to. Have to get some sort of warrant, I would assume.
Yes, sir.
Trying to track
people
in regards to using phones.
Yep.
But I don't know, Matt. I mean, they got to do what they have to do. The situation's not getting better. It's getting worse. People continue to stream across the border. Our asylum laws are a mess. Nothing's being done about this. I'm curious to see how this is going to translate in the 2020 election when all of a sudden, if you wanted to, a Democrat could come out and run as a border control person and say that Trump didn't do what he was supposed to do and could get, can grab a lot of votes from that because it's just a mess. The story yesterday was long. It was in Bloomberg putting out that only a mile and a half of the walls built. I guess they said today, It's about 20 miles. They said that they want to have 500 miles done by this year. But even with that, it's, you know, they chronicled, you know, people are just, they're getting around the wall, they're going over the wall, and they're just turning themselves in, and they're being let go. So it's a mess.
Yeah, there was actually one report, believe it or not, that said only 1.7 miles of the wall had been built. Now, I want you to listen to Nancy Pelosi and something that she had to say before she decided to trot on over to the White House to have a meeting with the president.
It was a very positive meeting, a respectful sharing of ideas, and I think a very impressive presentation by our chairs. Would you believe that it's important for to follow the facts? We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. And that was the nature of the
Now, if anybody's engaged in a cover-up, it's Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats trying to cover up what took place when they went after Trump secretly.
Yeah, that didn't help matters. Yesterday, Donald Trump then basically walked out of a meeting, I guess, with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in regards to trying to get the infrastructure stuff done that they had talked about and said, we're not going to do anything if you guys are going to act like this. I don't know what's going to happen next. I guess you kind of have to, Donald Trump's going to have to wait for the inspector general's report. They're going to have to, you know, what the Attorney General Barr is doing and have to get that information out. He's going to have to do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah,
he really has. I mean, this stuff has to come out and has to come out soon because, you know, all that's being covered by the news right now is, cover up, you know, more investigation after investigation after investigation, and that's all that's really out there right now. I don't know how much traction it's getting. You take a look at CNN's ratings, and they continue to drop like crazy. So I don't even know how much the American people are paying attention to anymore. But it would be nice that if we can actually start moving in a positive direction.
Well, they're paying attention to it to a certain degree, but here's the deal. When it comes to whether or not it's a life and death situation to most people, I talked to a bunch of Democrats in my travels yesterday. These are people that have been Democrats all their life, and I would probably call them a blue dog Democrat because there's pretty much you know, the way Democrats used to be, and they're just disgusted with their party. They're ready to just become independents and just say, screw it.
I think a lot of people have done that. I mean, like I said, as much as I left the Republican Party years ago, you know, it's just, I think you kind of get tired of the nonsense. And that's all we're getting right now. But I think the American people, I mean, they're happy to see, everybody's happy with what's going on with the economy. Hopefully we can get some semblance of something moving in the right direction when it comes to trade. But again, you know, they got to have something to move forward when it comes to this, and I think that's going to come from Attorney General Barr.
Did you hear what J.P. Morgan said yesterday? And I've only got about 10, 15 seconds. Chinese companies can't buy a trash can in the U.S.
I don't know. I didn't see that. I don't know what they mean by
I don't either, but I got to let you go with that one, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, so you have a great day.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Find out more about him. That's pretty good. Chinese companies can't buy a trash can in the U.S. Okay. Maybe they can buy a trash can in Canada. Anyway, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.